ràbia cura el ferit. Per això sempre avança pel marge, canta amb les ganes del qui viatja. D'una ferida ella va néixer, planta amb la sembra del qui vol créixer. És la llengua bastarda del lladre, lladre d'amor i de ballades. My name is Rumia, que em diuen Rumia. He nascut a vora via de la màquina i l'oliva. Rumia, my name is Rumia. From the forest neighborhood sempre quise bailar la cumbia.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, numéro 37. Allez, on y va!
Help with the money.
Sergeant Rock is going to help me from the wonderful XTC there, from their wonderful album Black Sea from 1980. Un grand hit pour XTC, that one. Next up is something I promised you more of last time round, which was a bit of Mark Bolan and T-Rex. So as promised, from the album, from Rodolph's favourite T-Rex album, The Slider, this is a big hit from that album, Metal Guru. Worth playing that song just to watch Rodolph dancing in the control room. Good evening, Rodolph. Are you well?
Good evening, Peter. Good evening, everyone. I'm well with my hot pants.
With his hot pants? With his hot pants on, yes. He said something very rude to me during that song about what it was making him feel like, which I'm not going to repeat on public radio. But it was fun to watch him dancing, doing all the moves. That's Mark Bolan. T-Rex, Metal Guru, and we were discussing during the song what a Metal Guru was. What is a Metal Guru? We don't know. No idea. That's the artistic license that you're allowed in rock and roll. Fake plastic trees, on the other hand, are something that they tend to put up around new developments, like the one in Canary Wharf, which is a big old office development in London. And Radiohead wrote this song about what it was inspired by, those plastic trees at the Canary Wharf office complex. Big hit for them in America and in the UK. And this is them, Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant. And a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man in a town full of around. wise amount. The wise amount.
Wonderful, Tom York and Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees there. It's, it's quite sad, that song, as Metal Guru was quite a happy-sounding song, as is Sergeant Rock from XTC. So we bring the mood down a bit there, and now we're going to lift the mood back up again now, because we're going to play something by the Pet Shop Boys, who more often than not are quite joyous-sounding. Released twice as a single. This one, it did quite well on the dance scene in America when it was first released. Didn't do much in England. I think it was a hit here, actually, before it was a hit in England, possibly. But then it was when they signed to EMI and got a proper record deal, they re-recorded it and released it again in England. Then it went to number one. It's a big, big song for them. West End Girls, the Pet Shop Boys.
Why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how
And there we have our designated cheesy record for the day, for the evening. I've been told by Rodolphe that serious rockers, rock and rollers in France, wouldn't listen to the Pet Shop Boys. Well, what can I say? I think everybody needs to have a bit of variety. And if they haven't got a bit of variety, they become, stuck. It's like a... Only listening to one kind of music. You got to vary it up a bit. I'll get some more Shostakovich on the show soon. Get some classical music. That'll make people a bit unhappy at times, maybe. And now, to somebody who is dead, unfortunately. And her attitude in this song, which is kind of, it's called Rehab. And she says she doesn't want to go to rehab. The attitude in the song kind of explains why... Possibly one of the reasons why she died, because she didn't want to go to rehab, so she just kept drinking. This is Amy Winehouse with Rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 17 days. Cause there's nothing you can teach me. But I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway.
tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know.
Amy Winehouse, sadly no longer with us, wrote that song as well. Very talented young lady. Rodolph decided to buy the album Back to Black, from which that song comes. You're going to get it. When are you going to get it, Rodolph?
I can't say when, but...
You can't say when. You can't go to the... In the old days, what's the word? Durant ma jeunesse?
Ah, yeah, durant ma jeunesse.
Yeah, ma jeunesse, oui. You could just go down the road to the record shop. There were record shops everywhere. You know, I bought my first single in 1970, I think.
1970, yeah.
Yeah, when I was 10 years old.
Yes, but when I was young, I was going to buy records in
the
shop.
Yeah,
and it was a pleasure. I get in the shop and I was going to my favorite shoppers. And
yes.
We talk about heavy metal.
Talk about different kinds of music.
Yeah, and there was lots of people, and lots of vinyl, lots of
music. Yeah, and they'd have little booths. You understand, booth? Like a small room. We could go and put headphones on and listen to records that you like to listen to decide if you're going to buy them.
Yes, and we could listen to, I don't know how to say in English, LP in vinyl. Not LP. Yes, not CD, but the how do you say in English the
LP?
LP, yes.
Yeah, LP. It's a long player. LP stands for long player. So yeah.
That's 33. Great mood in the shop.
Yeah, no. It's a sad thing. You just buy it on iTunes now. You don't even have a thing in your hand. I like to get the CDs and then download them into my computer. So I've actually got a thing in my hand, as it were, a thing in my hand, as the actress said to the bishop. That's a joke that English people might get, but French people won't. I'm not going to explain it because it's rude. And now, Helpless. This is a track that was written by Neil Young and was on the 1970 Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album, Deja Vu. Originally written for Crazy Horse, which was Neil Young's band. But this is the 2007 version from her album 12 by Patti Smith of Helpless.
Blue windows behind the stars.
yellow moon on the rise. Big birds flying across the sky, throwing shadows on our eyes. Leave us helpless, helpless, helpless. Baby, can you hear me now? The chains are locked and tied across the door. Baby, sing with me somehow, 'cause I'm helpless, helpless, helpless. Hey.
Smith, Helpless. Very moving song. I was going to talk to Rodolphe in this break between songs, but he's still crying now in the control room because of how sad the song made him feel. So we better just, you know, get on and pick up the mood again, I think. This is next up is a song from the Waterboys, Mike Scott and the Waterboys, one of my favourite bands, and it's from 1982. From the album The Waterboys, and it's got a really strange title. It's called A Girl Called Johnny.
Noise that jives. She's in somebody else's hands, and I
very British sounding, the Waterboys. They never sound American, the Waterboys, which I'm quite pleased about because I think people should sound where they come from. Yeah, I'll play a track. I've got a track of theirs. Do you know the track, Rod, off The Hole of the Moon? The Waterboys? Hole of the Moon.
Hole of the Moon. Mm. No, I don't know. Maybe, but...
The Le Tou, what would it be in French? Le Tou de Luna. Le Tou de Luna, something like that anyway.
How do you spell hole?
Hole, like the whole thing.
Ah.
All of it.
Ouais, le Tou de la Lune, ouais.
Oui, oui. So yeah, I'll play that next time. I'll make a note. And now to somebody that I'm not sure, have you heard of Fatboy Slim?
Evidently.
You have heard of Fatboy Slim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I can't speak about any songs.
Okay.
But I listened.
You've heard?
When I was young.
When you were young, when you were just a child.
Yeah.
Just a child.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, this is Fatboy Slim. He was the drummer in the House Martins. And then he went on to become a DJ. But one of those DJs that kind of spins records and makes things up himself and puts things together and gets other singers in to do stuff and sing for him. He's done a couple of enormous gigs on Brighton Beach. One of them where people were getting pushed into the sea. There were so many people, they were getting pushed into the sea. This is him with a track from a hit single from, I can't remember when, called Praise You, Fatboy Slim.
Thank you.
It's a strange name, really, isn't it? Fat Boy Slim. Well, is he fat? Or is he slim? We just don't know. Maybe it's a bit like me. In the winter, he gets fat. In the summer, he gets slim. He rides his bike.
Do you mean that just now you are fat?
Oh, no, no.
How lucky you are.
I'm quite slim at the moment. It's okay. Last winter, I was about 8 kilos heavier. So this winter I'm reasonable, keeping the weight, so that I don't have to lose so much weight to go cycling, Rodolphe, because going up the hills, you've got to, yeah. Anyway, I must stop talking about cycling because it's not cool here in France, is it? Even though you've got the best race in the world, it's not very cool amongst the young people. Well, I'm not young, so what can I say? That was a very nice song by Fatboy Slim, very nice, hopeful and prayerful, nice, up. He's happy about his life. I'm not sure whether Muse are happy about their life. They always sound like they're unhappy, but they're unhappy with a bit of passion. This is them from their third single from the album Absolution, released in 2003. This is Muse and Hysteria.
We'll be right back.
muse, very good muse there. Very, it's a good muse, not good news, good muse. Hysteria. We're going to go straight on to the next record now because I'm looking at the clock and thinking, got three songs still to play. I better get on with it. This is the fabulous and wonderful Lou Reed with Velvet Underground with a song from the album of the same name, Velvet Underground, 1969. This is Pale Blue Eyes.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin. Linger on.
Underground, Pale Blue Eyes, with the guitar playing of Gigi Kale. Rodolphe tells me it's Gigi Kale. It messes with my head that you say G for J and J for G. It messes with my head, man, but I'll get over it. Yeah, what can I do? Vampire Weekend. Don't know much about Vampire Weekend, but this is a great track from, they're an indie rock band. This is a great track from 2008. It's a punk. Vampire Weekend with a punk, very cheerful record that helped Rodolphe get over the Lou Reed sadness of Lou Reed. So we come to the end of another show, and we're going to finish with a track by The Killers. This is from 2008. It's called Human. He was given quite a lot of flack. Brandon Flowers was given quite a lot of flack. You understand flack?
No, I know Roberta Flack, but I don't understand flack.
Flack is like, it in English, flack, when you're under fire from flack, is in the Second World War when they're firing guns at your plane, when you're in a plane, that's flack. So if you're getting flack, it means you're being under fire. Someone's firing at you. So he was given a lot of flack for doing a disco record when they're a rock band. Back to the subject we were talking about earlier, about only listening to rock or, you know, being able to mix it up a bit, listen to different things. He thought, why am I getting flack? I agree with him. It's a really good track. So we're going to end on Brandon Flowers and The Killers, Human, and I look forward to having your ears again in 2 weeks. Au revoir.
did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. Are we human or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human or are we dancer?
C'est bon, Lorraine, vas-y, coupe le fil.
Coupe le fil. Le rouge, le bleu, le vert, lequel, le rouge, le rouge.
Vas-y.